We have two readings from God's Word. The first reading is found in the Old Testament. Our Old Testament reading is Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, following. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come with the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. And then our New Testament reading is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, reading from verse 32. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, reading from verse 32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putting forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when we shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as in the days of Noah, as the days of Noah were, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until that day Noah entered into the ark. And know not until the flood, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would have not suffered his home to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as yet ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. And we'll end the reading there at verse 44. And the Lord bless to us the reading of his word and our consideration of it this morning. I want to bring you back to Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, because this is my text for this morning and for this evening. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. I just want to pick out three words from our text. I'm going to consider two of them this morning, and God willing, we'll consider the third this evening. The first word is this: messenger. Messenger. Behold, I will send my messenger. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Malachi, the name Malachi actually means messenger. And he brings this message to us. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. So Malachi is a messenger, but he is speaking of another messenger. Down through the years of history, right from the book of Genesis, right up until this present time in Malachi's day, there have been messengers. And they have borne the message. Not their message, but God's message. They brought God's message to the people. God spoke, and these were the instruments through which he spoke. He inspired, it wasn't their words, he inspired them, and they spoke God's word. They were messengers. And right from Genesis chapter 3, right through to Malachi chapter 4, there have been messenger after messenger after messenger. And the gist of their message has been this: oh, there's one coming. There's one coming into this world who will be such a revelation of God, who will be such a blessing. That was their message. Genesis chapter 3, the first mention of the gospel. The seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. See, the serpent had come. Satan had come in the form of this serpent and had created such havoc. And the consequences of that sin was enormous, global, shattering. But in it all, in the darkness, there came this precious, precious message. Oh, but there's one coming. The seed of the woman, one born from amongst you. There is one coming who will be the victor over Satan, who will crush his head. He will be bruised, but he will crush the serpent's head. So that was the message. And if you follow the Old Testament down through the chapters and the books of the Old Testament, you will find time and time again this message. And when we come to that great prophecy, Isaiah, the message comes across loud and clear. A virgin will be with child. A virgin will be with child, and she will bring forth a son, and you call him Emmanuel, God with us. This is the message. God is coming, born of a woman, born under the law. And then later on in Isaiah, we have prophecy after prophecy. Isaiah is a wonderful prophecy, isn't it? Well, I remember when I was in Bible college many years ago, my first essay was this: Isaiah is described as the eagle of the prophets. Discuss why. So that was the essay, right? And my take on it was this: he's called the eagle of the prophets because he's so, so high. And he sees so much. He sees not just the present situation, but he sees into the future, down through the years of time. This virgin, God gives him this vision, of course, this message. The virgin born of a woman, born. His name will be called Emmanuel. Born of the tribe of Judah. He's going to come and he's going to be gentle and he's going to be kind and he's going to be reaching out to people. He's going to be their teacher. He's going to be their healer. But more important, we come to that great chapter, Isaiah chapter 53. Oh, he's going to become our substitute. He's going to bear our sins in his own body on the tree. And it will please the Lord. Amazing words. It's going to please the Lord to bruise him and to make him an offering, for a guilt offering for our sin. Oh, this is the message. This is the gospel. The atonement. The person and the work of Jesus. And when we come to Malachi, here are the final chapters before he comes, if you like. I know it's about 400 years before that time. Here are the final chapters, and we've read them today. Well, one verse of them anyway. Behold, I will send my messenger. Well, who's this messenger? We've had messenger after messenger. We've had the history. We've had the prophets. We've had the whole system there in the Old Testament, the ritual, all pointing. They were just shadows, all pointing to this wonderful event. We've had messenger, but now he says, I'm going to send my messenger. They've all been his messengers, but I'm going to send my messenger, and he will prepare the way for this one. This one whom he calls in the verse, the messenger of the covenant. So there's two messengers here. There's the messenger who's going to prepare the way imminently before the arrival of the messenger. The final messenger, if you like, in the sequence of these prophecies. The fulfillment of these prophecies. You see, this is what the exciting thing is, right? That down through the years, hundreds of years, God gave the message. These men and people were inspired. Inspired, they were moved by God. They brought the message. Pardon me. They brought the message. But we are talking about here now one who is the message. Do you get it? The one who is the fulfillment of the message. Up until now, God gave the word. But when Jesus came, he is the word. He is the word. They all pointed to the messenger. They brought the word about the messenger. But now when we come to this event, we're talking, thanks Mark, we are talking about the one who is the word made flesh. Wonderful, isn't it? The word made flesh. We beheld his glory. The glory as of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Oh, the message. The Word is coming. I've brought you the Word about him, but now the Word is coming. And before he comes, there will be another messenger. And who's that messenger? John the Baptist. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Messengers. Messengers. All pointing to Jesus. Before we leave this word, if I can put it like this, right from Genesis chapter 3, there is this revelation. And the message is about one who's coming. And it's rising. It's rising. It's rising all the time when we come to this great, all these great prophecies. And I've mentioned just a couple of them in Isaiah, and it's rising and it's rising. But now we come to Malachi, and here's I'm sending my messenger, and I'm going to send one before him to prepare the way for him. And he came. And he came. Praise God. He came. And then from this high point of Jesus being here, the messenger of the covenant, the one who makes the covenant, who is the word of God, who seals that covenant with his own precious blood, this messenger, he dies for us. He's buried and he rose again the third day. And he's ascended into heaven. And he ever lives to make intercession for us. This messenger, there he is, the great messenger of the covenant. But now, after that, he chose 12 apostles and they became messengers. And after the age of the apostles, we have the early church history, and they are messengers. The ones bearing the true message of the gospel. And down through the years of time, we've had messengers and messengers and messengers. And we come to today. And God calls us. Isn't it amazing? Part of this amazing mission, part of this amazing gospel, he calls us to. In different ways. Because we all have different tasks, don't we? We all have different parts to do in the body of Christ. And he calls us in our own way, with our own God-given gifts, to be messengers. To carry this message. He's entrusted us with this precious message. The message that was there in Genesis chapter 3. The message that is there in Isaiah. The message that Malachi is speaking of, the message that is Jesus. We now have this treasure. We have this treasure in our ordinary. And believe me, as you get older, you feel them so ordinary. These ordinary jars of clay, these ordinary vessels. But we've given this treasure, this gospel, this messenger. Oh, please God, that as they, those messengers, down through the years of time, were faithful to their calling, may we be faithful to our calling too. And as we have opportunity, God-given opportunities, and let's pray for opportunities, as we have opportunities to share this wonderful gospel with whoever, oh, may we be true to the word, and may we be faithful to the word, and may God use us in some singular way to be a blessing to others. So that's my first word. I better get on it, because I've only got two words. And we'll do the third word tonight, right? So the second word is this: suddenly. when you read the word, right, when you read the scriptures, you don't read it sort of monotone. You know, it'd be wrong to read this. Behold, I send you my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. You can't read it like that. Let's enter into it. I'm going to send you a messenger. Right? And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly. And if you jump then, well, good, because that's how it's going to be, right? Suddenly he will come to his temple. And the burden of this message today, this part of the message is this, is that just as Malachi brought the message that God gave him, that suddenly the messenger of the covenant, our dear Savior, the Lord Jesus, suddenly he was going to arrive. It was that prophecy was fulfilled, of course, in the coming of Jesus. But when we look at Scripture, although there will be amazing differences between his first coming and his second coming, there are lots of parallels too. And here's a very, very clear parallel, that just like he came suddenly on his first advent, he will come suddenly at his second advent. And he came suddenly at his first advent. Remember, the Virgin Mary is going about her normal day, I would presume, going about her normal duties. Then all of a sudden, the angel of the Lord stood there. And she was terrified. She was scared. "Do not be afraid, Mary. You are going to be with child, and he will be the Son of the Most High. How can these things be? I'm a virgin." "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, Mary, and you will conceive." Suddenly, that young girl's life was dramatically changed. Suddenly. Ordinary men. Out in the field. Looking after their sheep at night. And then all of a sudden, the angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. "Fear not, I bring you good tidings of great joy, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And you shall find him wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And then the next verse reads like this: And suddenly, with the angel appeared the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all men." Suddenly. Going from these ordinary, everyday people like shepherds in the field looking after their sheep, let's travel to a different scene altogether. Wise men, and they're experts in science and astronomy, and they're looking up into the sky, and then, suddenly, what's that? They see a star they've never seen before. And suddenly their lives were changed. Oh, they travelled, and they found him, and they brought their gifts, and they knelt before him, and they offered their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. See, suddenly, he came suddenly in obscurity and in poverty. He came suddenly. Nobody was expecting him. Except some, of course. I correct that. There were some who were looking for the consolation of Israel, like Anna and Simeon. But suddenly he came. And we read in Matthew chapter 24. Dear friends, we don't want to be caught unawares. He is going to come suddenly. Just like he came the first time, suddenly. He is going to come the second time, suddenly. Not in poverty, not in obscurity. For every eye shall see him. He's going to come with the trumpet. Or the voice of the archangel. He is going to come suddenly. That's the message. That's the message that Malachi is bringing to the people at the close of the Old Testament scriptures. Oh, I want to tell you this now. He's going to come. The messenger of the covenant will come. The one you delight in is going to come, and he's going to come suddenly. I want to go on now, but I won't have anything to say tonight then. So in the light of this, that just as he came the first time, he is coming the second time. And just like he came the first time suddenly, So he's going to come the second time, suddenly. We need to be prepared. We need to be prepared for his second coming. And tonight we're going to, well, this evening we're going to explore how can we prepare. I read our text again. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come. The emphatic language here, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Before he comes, I'm going to send my messenger who is going to prepare. What he wants us to do before he comes, get ready. Get prepared. If you were approaching any big event in your life, right? Whatever it is, whether it's exams or holidays, or whatever. You don't just do nothing about it. You prepare. You prepare well. And God's message to us through his messenger in Malachi about the messenger of the covenant who is coming is this. The gist of this message is this. I'm coming. Now get ready. Be prepared. The Lord help us. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we hesitate to say that you called us to be messengers. When we look at this long list in the scriptures, these special people that you chose to be messengers, filled them with your spirit, and they brought the wonderful news of the coming of Jesus. So, Lord, we are part of that story. Through faith in Christ, Lord, you've called us to go and bring this gospel, this message to others. And, oh Lord, we pray that we will rise to this amazing calling to serve you and to be your messenger in whatever sphere of life you face us, whether it's in the home or in work or in the neighborhood or whatever. Lord, help us to be faithful to our calling, we pray. But then, Lord, we thank you for the challenge that it will happen suddenly, that you will come back. And you call us to prepare. Oh, show us, Lord, we pray, the things that we should be doing in our lives to get ready, to prepare for this event that is the greatest event of all. The coming into this world of our Savior Jesus at his first coming, and then coming when he comes the second time. Oh Lord, help us, we pray. Thank you for our fellowship together. Thank you for this weekend that you've given to your people here. Bless them, we pray. Bless the church. Bless the witness. And we just pray especially again for dear Mark, and pray that you will keep your good hand upon him, Lord, and grant him good health, a measure of good health and strength, we pray. And for each other too, indeed, Lord, we ask for that you will bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Well, let us conclude by singing from Psalm 24, the concluding verses of Psalm 24. I think these are appropriate words to sing, following from what we've heard. And again, it's the idea of preparation, that was the concluding application of the message. Psalm 24, verse 7. Ye gates, lift up your heads on high, ye doors that last for aye. Be lifted up, that so the King of glory enter may. But who of glory is the King? The mighty Lord is this. E'en that same Lord, that great in might and strong in battle is. Psalm 24, verses 7 to 10. After we sing this, I'm going to ask Eddie, will you give thanks for the food? I know lunch is not till 1 o'clock, I think, isn't it? I think lunch is. But we'll give thanks, conclude, for our lunch. So let's sing Psalm 24. We'll stand to sing verses 7 to 10.
Ye gates, lift up your heads on high, ye doors that last for aye. Be lifted up, that so the King of glory enter may. Of glory enter. So calm, and we know that we'll be sudden, nobody knows, may we prepare, my Lord, as we spend each day, may we be that wise virgin, that keeping our lamp, that's burning always, oh God. We continuously proclaim the gospel to the lost world, as we are here. We're not here to lose around, oh God, to cover ourselves in pleasure and comfort, but we're here as soldiers to this mighty battle we have. We also continue preaching the gospel until you come, as we know it will be sudden. And we always be looking unto you. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Lord. And I thank you that we have food to eat. And you said that we should ask for our daily bread. Mm-hmm. Thank you that we have food to eat today. I pray that you bless it. Bless the hands that made it also. And I pray for those around the world that many who don't have food to eat, Lord. I pray that you give them comfort. Lord, I pray for the rest of the evening. I pray for the preacher to keep him well. I pray for many of us who are sick also, Lord. Give us the help needed to continue this weekend together.
Yeah.
We pray in Savior's name.
Amen. Amen.